This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Chair Shot NFL. You can follow us at Chair Shot NFL. My name is PC Tunney. You can follow me at PC Tunney. And I am joined not by Andrew Belaz, not by Ray Cash, but none other than the man, the myth, the legend, the genius himself from the Rob the Genius podcast. He is an NFL fan extraordinaire as well. This man keeps up with the lines every single week, and I doubt this is the last time he'll be back on this show. One third of the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, Rob Bennett, is on the show today with me. Rob, thanks for coming on today. How you been, buddy?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
No worries, man. It's always good to have like fellow NFL guys on here that know the product and know what they're talking about, because I'll be honest with you, in the past, and I won't mention names, and because I've had a lot of great people on too, but there's been a few here and there where they come on and you can tell right away when someone doesn't know what they're talking about when it comes to sports, right? Especially if you follow it closely, right? You don't have to like make fun of them or anything. It's just like, okay, I'm probably not going to listen to that because that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. But folks, I can assure you, Rob the genius, the mathematical genius he is right here, the numbers man himself. I'm sure he's ready to go with some locks and a top five this week. So how's the season been treating you? And let everybody know who you're a fan of specifically in the NFL.
I'm a fan of the Washington Commanders.
Oh, my goodness. That is just...
I'm an old fan of the Commanders, back to when we were actually winning Super Bowls.
Sure, okay. But you and Dave Ungar. Dave is originally from the D.C. area, so he is a huge Commanders fan as well. So, and he's older than you, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm 49.
Yeah, he's 50 something.
Okay, so he remembers the glory days of yeah, Joe Gibbs and the Hogs. And
I remember. I'm 42, going on 43 in the spring. And I do remember the Doug Williams Washington Super Bowl. I do remember. Okay, that. That's like one of my first Super Bowls I remember.
Ah, cool. Yeah, that was the second one that they won. The first one they was with John Riggins and Joe Theismann.
That was 84, right?
It was the 82 season. It was a strike shortened season.
Oh, okay, that's right. And then the one with Gibbs was when? That was 88.
Well, Gibbs was all three of them. So.
But
87 was Doug Williams.
91?
And 91 was Mark Rippon.
Yeah, okay, 91, yeah. Mark Rippon. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
That's right. And the Giants are in there and the Niners. Okay. I don't remember all the Super Bowls as much as I used to. There's so much history there. Although I think I could go from like 1 to maybe 31. And then the recent ones, I'm like, oh, man, I can't remember.
Yeah, like the last 10 years or so, like I can go... From memory, I'm pretty sure I can go all the way up to like in the 30s. Uh-huh. But like, the last...
They get blurred because, you know, you just lived it and everybody seems the same age because you're getting old.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And then, it's been so long since we were in contention for one. And, it's going to be a while.
Hey, listen, at least Snyder's out of there. Now you need to bring in a new staff that can actually do something, because Rivera's got to go. Does that mean Bieniemy stays with the team as well?
Man, see, that's the thing. It's hard. Man, I almost wish he hadn't come here this season because he got stuck in the middle of all this crap. Because, I mean, Rivera was dead man walking anyway once the team got sold. And Jack Del Rio, thank God, they should have fired him a long time ago. As a defensive coordinator, he's terrible. But Bieniemy is kind of – I mean, obviously, if they –
You don't think they're going to give him the head coach a chance to be the head coach, do you? I mean, I feel like if they were smart, they'd get rid of Rivera now and see what Bieniemy has with the team.
Yeah. See, because to me, all right, because there's no way a new head coach was going to want to keep him as the offensive coordinator. So you got to – if he's going to stay, then you got to make him the head coach.
I hear you. I hear you.
I mean, if he's going to stay. Like, you can't – because – I mean, if I were a new head coach coming in, I wouldn't want him there.
No, and I don't think that's going to, yeah.
That guy's threatened, that's no. Guy's a threat to take your job if you need to go south.
Yeah, they either hire him as a head coach or they bring in somebody else. But hold on a second, folks. It looks like from his actions on the screen, he's not staying for the whole show, apparently. I don't know. He didn't get back to me today. I had no idea if he's coming or not. I'm glad to see his beautiful face. I hope he can stay, but if he can, it was nice of him to pop in. Ray Cash is here. Ray, what's the dilly, yo?
I can stay. I was just telling you, it's not a big deal to even announce me. I just confidentially, so...
I've
been the day from hell, gentlemen.
I figured, and I didn't want to bother you all day. That's why I was like, well, I'll just shoot him a text here. If he wants to come on, cool. If not, because you saw Andrew's text, right?
Yes. I hate to say it like this, but I'm shocked it's taking this long for him to call out. Like, the boy had been doing well to my boy, basically his spine throwing gang signs. So, like, I'm proud of my boy for lasting as long as it has. Young Robert, greetings.
Yes. See, I thought that look on your face was because you saw me on the call.
No, I knew you were going because I saw you in the chat say, what time tonight, Tony? So I was prepared for this. No, it's actually good to see you, man. It's good to see you.
Nah, all jokes aside, man, yeah, same.
All right. We got the three men doing the picks this week. Before we do that, after commercial, we're going to come back. We know Andrew Belaz, but we're still each going to give our top five. We got to at least do that in honor of the crooked spine motherfucker Andrew Belaz. That's okay. You can come up with your
taking a piss.
You can come up with your locks as well. You already know. Okay, Rob, here's Ray's top five before we go to commercial break. At number one, the Ravens. At number two, the Ravens. At number three, the Ravens. At number four, the Eagles. And at number five, the Ravens. This is Chair Shot NFL. Rob Bennett, special guest this week, sitting in for Andrew Belaz, Ray Cash, PC Tunney, right here. Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of the ChairShot.com, where we remind you to always use your head and head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick yourself up a Chair Shot t-shirt or get one as a gift for that wrestling fan or, you know, gimmick t-shirt fan in your life. Trust me, they will love getting a cool t-shirt from ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. What a great holiday gift. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, welcome back, Chair Shot NFL. And I think in honor of Andrew, we should still play his theme music anyway, right, Ray?
That's the best drop we got on the Chair Shot. I don't have hair, but if I did, I would bank my hair.
All right, everybody, follow along. I know you can't see me, but we're gonna loosen up our shoulders and we're loosen up our necks. So we're gonna do some backward shoulder rolls. Now we're gonna do some forward shoulder rolls.
To play Busta Rhymes?
We're gonna look left a little.
Break your neck.
We're gonna look to the right, and then we're just gonna sweep our chin back down and around and back around the other
Why
way.
Why is Rob dumbass doing this shit?
And here we go. It's time for a banger.
I'm having fun. Look, I'm not doing all that. I might give myself a headache.
Oh, still headbanging at 42. Don't have the mohawk like I used to, but maybe over the summer we'll grow it back. I'd have to wear a hat to work. I get self-conscious like when I'm at
work. You had a mohawk, man?
I was out of work for like...
Oh, what?
I was out of work for like, I don't know, 5-6 months. And
I may have to go. Sorry.
You got to go?
I'll be back.
Okay, Ray will be back. Okay. And I just grew it out. And then it got long and curly on the sides and unmanageable, so I got rid of all that and just let the mohawk grow. It was about up there. Yeah.
Okay, so you had it while you were out of work, and then when you sold out to the man,
yep.
You cut it off again, right?
Great. When I went in for that last interview that I knew I was going to get offered the job, I got rid of it. But the first interview I went in with it, I was like, eh, fuck them. They don't like it. Too bad. Yeah, that's life.
Nice.
Anyway, all right. Let's get to the power rankings this week. At number 5, Rob, I will kick things off. My number 5 in the power rankings. It's not Detroit.
No.
It's not Miami.
Oh, okay.
It's not the Cowboys. It's the Jaguars. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars have beaten 3 or 4 teams that are over 500, and I can tell you that Miami, I believe they have not beaten many teams over 500, and the Cowboys are definitely that team that haven't beaten anybody over 500, and that's why I've left those out of my top 5. But so at number 5, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars. How about you?
I have the Dolphins.
Okay.
I know the schedule is a thing, but they put up a lot of points, and they do not get shut down very often. And so and right now they're going to win their division because Buffalo is faltering so bad. So they're definitely going to be in the playoffs. And so right now I think, since they're pretty much, they're going to clinch their division any week now. And Tua is playing so well. So I got them at number 5.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill is a potential MVP.
I also have a nice futures bet down on them to win the division this year.
So. There you go. A little cha-ching coming Rob's way. Nothing wrong with that. Raymond Cashington's the 3rd. How's that?
Just top 5, right?
Yeah, we'll just stick with the top 5 this week.
I wouldn't trust the Jags as much as I would trust... never mind. I have the Jacks 8. I got the Cowboys, and I'm gonna tell you why. I hate the Cowboys just as much as you do, Rob. Remember, you may have the whole Hatfield and McCoy thing, but I live down the street from Dallas. I hate them, yes. However, they have, when you look at what the Cowboys have compared to what Miami has, Cowboys have a better pass rush. Cowboys right now, Jalen Ramsey coming back has solidified their secondary, but they just lost Jalen Phillips, or whatever the dude was, to the Achilles. But the boy who nobody knows, who plays on the other side of Trayvon Diggs, who's like broken the record for most sixes in the season.
I think 5 or 6, right?
Ridiculous. 5. Right. And then they finally figured out how to use Dak. Now, it needs to be seen in the playoffs when it's games that matter. But right now, Dak looks good. And I'm not saying he looks better than Tua, because Tua looks fantastic too. But if you put the Cowboys versus Miami right now on neutral field, I trust the Cowboys more than Miami.
You're going to find out. You're going to find out who the Cowboys are. Maybe not necessarily this week with Geno with a wrist injury may not be 100%. So I could see the Cowboys handling them. But listen to their
next... They love Drew Lock over there still, too, so
listen to their next 4 games, though. They finish with the Commanders, but in between Seattle and Washington, they host the Eagles, they go to Buffalo, they go to Miami, and they host the Lions. We're going to find out in weeks 14, 15, 16, and 17 who the Cowboys are.
Well, you can say the same thing for the Lions. That Lions-Cowboys game is going to tell a lot going into January.
Number 4. I got the Chiefs at 4. I can't put them any higher.
Agreed.
I have the 49ers.
You got the Niners at 4? Okay.
I still do not. I don't trust their quarterback in situation.
And we're going to find out about the two best teams this weekend, too. You know, we got Eagles and Niners.
Dog, speaking of that, I know we're going to get to picks, but the egregiousness of the 49ers going east and they're the favorites? Dog, what are we doing? Yes, the Eagles are the underdog.
Well, I'll have something to say about that later.
Oh, okay. And when we get to that. But my question about the Chiefs real fast is, have they figured out Rashee Rice? Because he finally seemed like he figured it out this past week.
They need something.
That's one. They need more than one. But
right. Well, Pacheco, if they can lean on him a little running bit back. More in the run game, running though. Back. But, I mean, yeah. That can help them. That can really help them.
But they
them.
Got three. All three of their running backs are beasts. McKinnon, no, but they, CEH, and
Pacheco's been getting the majority of the time out there. He's the
guy
by far. But he can just help out. He can catch the ball in the backfield. Because all they're doing now is they're bumping Kelce and playing, you know, release coverage with the linebacker underneath into the safety. They're just putting two people on him and letting the receivers go because, shit, look at MVS. That motherfucker couldn't even catch the ball when he got thrown right to his hands. So,
that guy is terrible.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I feel.
Number three, who you got, Rob?
I have the Chiefs.
You got the Chiefs there. I got the Niners there, so we flip-flop. Ray, do you also have the Niners at three? I think he does. He must have got business going on right now. Two. Ravens. One is Eagles. How about you, Rob?
Same thing. Eagles one, yeah. Ravens two.
It's pretty clear cut. We're going to find out who a lot of these teams are, folks. If you look at some of the schedules, some of the games this weekend we're going to get to are some pretty freaking big games. They're at the very least going to end up costing some teams home field advantage in a potential matchup in either the semis or the conference championship. So it's really getting down to the nitty gritty. I think it's no question who the top four are. I think we all believe in a different set of teams in a different order in the next four of those teams that we just talked about between Miami, Dallas, Detroit, and Jacksonville. So as we get going, though, folks, I think next week we're going to start to talk about those wildcard teams and what we can expect and look at them records, and because the wildcard races are really, really freaking good this year. I don't remember them being this good this late, but it could tear off. But there's just a whole bunch of teams that are right there. Ray, you would agree that you got the Eagles 1, Ravens 2, or do you have the Ravens ahead of the Eagles?
Eagles, Ravens, Niners, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No. The Ravens do not deserve to be over the Eagles because the Eagles are the best in football. I'm not that daft.
Ray and
however, however, the Eagles have... They have some deficiencies that are overridden by the fact that they have the best offensive and defensive line in football. But I saw a stat, thanks to the big homie Bill Barnwell from ESPN. The Ravens are the only team in football that are top 10 in all three facets. They're ninth in offense, third in special teams, and second, I believe, and defense.
They're also number
That's
one.
That's a hell of a stat.
They're also number one in a partridge in a pear tree.
That sounded very passive aggressive.
Five gold rings. Oh, that's Pittsburgh. They have six now? It was one for the thumb. We don't even
it's
have five.
Six. Yes. Why would you remind me of that?
We have 14.
No. No, the ones where NFL... Warren G. Harding was the president don't count.
What?
Warren G. Harding.
Warren G. Yeah, Warren G. and Nate Dogg back in the day.
Wrong Warren G. Sir. if Teddy Roosevelt was going to your game, let's
talk about this on air real quick. How about the memes I dropped about the boys' season in Mexico and the one I dropped after it? And I think everybody thought you were going to be mad at me.
Tony, hold on. Tell everybody, what did the meme say?
It said the boys Mexico is coming out with Diego Luna, and then there was a meme of underneath it, and it said, if boys Mexico works, boys N-word is next.
What's the N-word, Tony?
It's got, well, the one they used had an A at the end.
Okay.
Oh, well, I got it.
Is it N-word like Jackson Smith N-word?
In Jigba? No, there's no GB in the together.
Uh-oh. All right, did you tweet this out earlier?
No, it's in the chat. It's in the chat. It's hilarious.
It's in a different chat.
Okay, all right.
It's in a different chat. No, but I think it's funny that I knew Ray would find it funny. Dave also laughed, but I was DJ, and I think somebody, other people were kind of cringe.
No, that shit was hilarious. That shit was hilarious. Can you imagine the boys in the hood?
Boys in the hood. Boys in the hood.
It'll be two episodes, and that'll be the whole season.
Not even. I already walk on thin ice. I'm not going any farther. I just know how to pronounce names. I'm not scared of saying Njigba.
There you go again. Boy, you and Riley Cooper, man. Y'all boys are like,
That's me. That's me.
Hey, shout out to the big homie Morgan Wallen, right?
No.
Hey, anybody talk to Paula Deen lately?
Oh, I think it's time for a commercial.
Hey, where's Louis C.K. at? Louis C.K.? Like,
that was different. He was flashing people, wasn't he?
No, he uses the N-word very gratuitously.
There's this I forgot where it was from. It's this video. It's like him. He's in the room. It's like him and Chris Rock and like Joe Rogan and Jerry Seinfeld. And so Louis C.K. and
Joe Rogan. The third guy was Ricky Gervais.
And then Jerry Seinfeld was in there with them too. So. Yep. And Chris Rock was in there, right? So they're talking about the word, and then so like, I think like Lewis and Joe Rogan are just like, they're just throwing it around.
Joe Rogan, Gervais,
yeah. Gervais, I'm sorry. They're just throwing it around. And Chris Rock is just nodding his head like, yeah. And then like Jerry Seinfeld on the other side of the room is just like, man, what the hell y'all doing?
This is not comfortable to me.
Yeah, he's like, what the hell y'all
doing? What's the deal with this N-word?
Right. I mean, like, Jerry looks just real uncomfortable with what's going on while they're all just throwing it around.
That's the hardest R I've ever heard. All right, we got to go to commercial. Man. This is Chair Shot NFL, Ray Cash, Rob Bonette, PC Tony. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, Chairshot Radio Network. You're listening to Chairshot NFL right here. Don't forget about prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Makes a great holiday gift for anyone in your holiday gift giving path. How's that sound? Yeah.
For all those N-words out there that you just want to let them know, I see it.
That was Ray Cash, everybody. All right, let's get to the games this week, fellas. Week 13, we get going here, continuing through this 18-week season, which sounds really fucking weird to say. I think the last time they had 18-week season was when they experimented with the two byes, and that was fucking weird. So anyway, here we go. Starting off Thursday night. Tonight, as you listen here on Chairshot NFL, the Seahawks are heading south to take on the Cowboys. Cowboys are -9, over under 47.5. This game is on Amazon, folks. Don't forget that. Marshawn Lynch will flip the switch, and the game will just magically happen. That's the power of Skittles and Hennessy. Rob? Well, that's Marshawn. He likes that's like, those are facts, guy. Rob, what do you think about this game?
Ooh, man. Man. Like, I'd be real tempted to, like, I got Seahawks +8.5 on DraftKings here. I would be real tempted to take that, but I don't think I would this week. I don't think that'd be the smart thing to do. I think, don't know for sure that the Cowboys would cover the 8, are going to do the 8.5, but I would not bet against it right now.
If I had to take anything here, it'd be a Cowboys money line or under 47.5. How about you, Ray?
Is Geno playing?
I heard he's dinged up and he's going to try and play, but it is his wrist. So, you know, that could go at any point.
It's very disappointing because Jackson Smith, my N-word, is playing fantastic. The receivers are playing well. Kenneth Walker stays hurt, but Charbonnet looks good.
Hey,
they're starting to hit the stride a little bit.
Excuse me, miss. Can I get another glass of Charbonnet? Thank you.
But look, hey, that was cute. That was cute. I got to tell you, if this is a big if Geno's not playing, then I gotta give the motherfucking Cowboys a goddamn lock. Fucking Cowboys.
You're taking the Cowboys?
Yeah, man. Because number one,
you don't get to come back and say, well, Geno played, so it doesn't count. You gotta take it or not take it right now.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah. If Geno don't play, however.
Wait a minute. That's not the way it works.
Okay. I don't listen to your rules, Tony. You know about that.
wow.
But real fast, Rob.
Listen, I'll have the Cowboys if they cover. If not, I'll take the Seahawks. And if it's a push, then I picked a different game.
I'm sick. Cowboys money line.
There's really no good locks. There's no good locks.
Cowboys money line sounds good to me, man. I think, yeah.
Right. I mean,
is this your first lock?
That's the reason why
they gave
it. Is
Cowboys minus nine your first lock, Ray?
Yes, unfortunately.
All right. Ray's got Dallas minus nine against Seattle for his first lock. All right, let's keep it rolling here. Let's get into Sunday, the early afternoon games. Foxborough will host the Chargers. The Chargers are 6-point favorites here, traveling across the country over under 40.5 points. Ooh, I don't want to watch this game. I don't want to bet on this game. I don't want to pick this game.
No,
I don't want to talk more about this game, but I'll give you guys a chance in case you both do.
I just want to let you know that I think it's real cool that the Los Angeles Chargers brass and organization decided to take the team on a field trip to go scout their new head coach.
I was just going to say, they should just fire What's-His-Face in New England. Yeah. He can stay there and tell Bill to get on the plane because, yeah, I agree. He might be their coach next year.
Yeah, Staley's dead man walking, and he's just, yeah.
Can we have a conversation real fast, Rob, while you think about that? Because I just want to ask you, because you can take the next question.
Okay.
Did we rush too quick to anoint Justin Herbert as ultra-talented and one of them ones?
Man. No, because right now, I mean,
he's thrown for 2,800 yards. He's got 20 touchdowns, the six interceptions.
They're not losing because of him. I mean, like, Josh Allen is out there just screwing stuff up, turning the ball over, you know, whatnot. Okay. And I mean, and not that Herbert doesn't have any picks or anything, but I mean, he gets put in these impossible situations every week, man, it seems. And I can't fault you if you keep getting put in impossible situations by the rest of your team. I can't fault you for not overcoming them all the time. I mean, so.
Yeah. Rob, if I pay you $200 million to do a job, I can fault you whatever the fuck I want.
Okay. I mean, look, there's only one John Elway who can carry a bunch of scrubs to the Super Bowl, right?
There's been more people than John Elway. And
The early years.
Yeah. Got you.
Because them teams was terrible.
No, yeah, okay. I agree.
And he took them to the Super Bowl three times, and then the bottom fell out when they got to the Super Bowl finally.
I know I agree with that.
Okay, listen, so you can't expect that out of people. I don't care how talented they are.
It's a different game, too.
Justin Herbert's top 10 in passing yards in the NFL. He's top 5 in passing touchdowns in the NFL, and he's top 5 in rating in the NFL. So
put it this way.
And he's like top 1 in worst losses continued.
Okay, well.
Or top 10 in rating, sorry.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Look, I like Sam Howell, our quarterback in Washington. God,
but you would cut off your fucking left pinky finger to have Justin Herbert instead.
If you, yeah, if they wanted, if we could get Herbert right now, see you later, Sam.
25 teams would do that. Yeah, I agree. I understand. That's fair.
Then he's not. Then okay. Then in that case,
So my question wasn't, is he bad? He's a great quarterback. I'm asking. We're in a world now where there's so many good quarterbacks. To anoint someone to be one of them ones, it's the same reason why Lamar took so long to be considered up there on the echelon with A-Rod and with Pat Mahomes, because we have to win too. Because Herbert don't win.
That's the thing. He's top 10, top 10 talent, top 10 efficiency, but not top 5 quarterback, which is the top, you know, people in the league. You got Hurts, you got
Patty
Mahomes, you got Lamar.
Yeah.
You got Trevor. I'd rather have Trevor Lawrence.
Joe Burrow's up there.
Burrow, you know. So Josh Allen, I'd rather have than him too. But it's just he's been on a bad team.
Okay.
He could end up being better. It's just been a bad team, bad coach.
I know we got to move on real fast, and then you got to give us your pick, Rob, real fast. Brock Purdy or Justin Herbert?
Well, 49ers roster or Chargers roster? If it's the 49ers roster, I'd rather have Herbert. Herbert's way better.
Herbert. I'll take Herbert over Purdy and Herbert.
I think right now I may take Purdy regardless because he is able – I feel like he's able to he has a level of thriving in chaos that I don't think Herbert has.
All right. Well, I think we've pretty much talked enough about the Chargers and the Patriots. How's that sound?
That was garbage. That was
Run, no, run away from this game.
Great.
Please.
Can't all be great, right? All right, let's keep going here. Detroit heads south to take on the Saints. This is an interesting game to me. Could be another trap game for the Lions. I would still take the Lions on the road, give the 4 points. Over-under's 47, but it's not a lock for me. It's interesting the Saints have really fumbled this fucking division away, considering now they're tied with the Falcons. But, Ray, what do you think?
Only two people believe in a lot, and the Saints still are PC Tunney and Jesus. Go Lions.
I picked them. That's the only reason, you know. I kind of given up on Seattle as that dark horse pick. Rob, go ahead. What do you got this week?
All right. This is my first lock of the week. Detroit minus four.
Detroit minus
four. I like it. I like it, Rob. That's a good. I like it. I like that pick.
Is that your pick, too?
No, I'm not going to do a lock because.
I don't like it that much, Rob. Rob, he likes it, but not that much.
Well, I figure Detroit's going to be angry. They're going to bounce back from that abysmal showing.
I agree, but the dome is a scary place. I don't like making picks in the dome.
Well, it's just, I mean, Derek Carr stinks. And
hey, if you saw Jameis Winston rapping to
That was hilarious.
Out the way.
I was
he ready.
That was Jameis is like the funniest dude in the whole league, man.
Listen, as long as Olave gets 10 catches, they can do whatever they want in that game, and he stays healthy.
No, I think Jameis is like he's like the funniest dude in the whole league, man. Dude is just.
No,
he has no idea.
No, that defensive lineman from Miami. You see that reel they showed on him on ESPN, I think it was? Oh, man, you got to check it out. I can't remember his name. It was hilarious. All right, let's keep moving. Speaking of the Falcons, they're heading to the Jets. I think the bigger thing to talk about, anybody got a lock on this game? It's Falcons -2.5 in New York, over under 34. When you start getting the over-unders in the mid-30s, you're like, I probably don't want to watch this game unless it's like a blizzard game.
Yeah, this is...
No locks here. Let's talk about this.
No.
Aaron Rodgers.
I would just say I might do what I did this past Monday, like in the second half. If the under is looking good in the second half, take the jump on the under in the second half. So I did that Monday with the Vikings and the Bears.
Rob's
betting. Oh yeah, man. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean,
I like the Jets.
Here.
Oh, look, and, Jets remember, Aaron Rodgers got the miracle cure now. He's my
best. Well,
this
I
is
like
where,
the Jets,
listen, this is
hype
where,
now.
here's where I was going with this. Instead of talking about this game, Aaron Rodgers, back at practice, controlled environment, making throws, light jogging from station to station, no one else, individual drills, you know, drop backs, throwing passes, nothing major. They got a 3-week window in which he can be at practice, and in that time period, if they want him to play, he'll play. They're 4-7. I don't see them winning any fucking games without him, let alone with possibly him who can't limp around. Their offensive line fucking sucks. Is there any reason for him to get back on the field this year, guys?
No.
There's one reason. And it's only because Aaron Rodgers lives for the spite. So the fact that he could say, I got back on the field in the place that would take most people a year, I did it in 3 months. But no, he should not play.
And
he should not play at all.
Right. Because here's the thing. You're – just so you can say I did it faster than anybody else, you're going to risk having one or two more years left after this. Because if you fuck it up again now for no fucking reason and something that doesn't matter, you kind of just shit on everybody else in your organization.
Do you think they can fumble and stumble and bumble word to Berman? They weigh – to 10-7
Stumbling. Well, here's
their
schedule.
Because if they can get to 9-7, that's playoff contendership.
Here's the problem. This Falcons game is probably the most middle of the road out of the games they have left, because the Texans is not going to be an easy win for them. At Miami's not an easy win for them. Washington's a game they could win. The last two possibly, but they're both on the road considering the quarterback situations. The Browns is less likely, but the Patriots to finish. So you're talking about having to win your next two games basically to see if Rodgers go down to Miami.
Think about it. Cleveland, they're seven and three, but they're gonna tank because Joe Flacco started this week.
So you think nine wins could get the Jets in the playoffs?
The Steelers are garbage, and God is gonna remind them that they're garbage very soon.
I'm asking you. Do you think
the Bills, Josh Allen's about to throw them into Lake Erie or whatever the lake is where they stay, because they're done. The Texans are the only one that, like, the seventh seed is up for grabs.
Okay, just so you know, at this moment in time, the Jets have to pass 8 teams to make it to the playoffs. And if you think 9-8 makes it, they still have to go 5-1 in their last 6 games, in which the next two Rodgers will not be playing.
No.
Oh, well, man, that's all you had to say. Shit.
Oh, okay.
Let me talk all that time. I'll say.
Let's keep rolling here. Cardinals are heading on a trip east to take on the very surprising 7-4 Steelers. Steelers -5.5, over under 41. This is PC Tunney's very first lock of the week. The Pittsburgh Steelers definitely take care of business at home by at least a touchdown against the Arizona Cardinals.
All right, this is lock number two for me, but I'm going in the other direction.
Same.
I'm going Cardinals +5.5. I'm going with
same.
That.
Same. Yes. Me and Rob are on. We're lock in step.
No, I think the Steelers, they've been pulling these games out their ass all season. So they'll find a way to actually win the game, I think. But the Cardinals are going to cover the 5.5.
Do either of you
don't even think the Steelers are going to win.
I mean, both of you have my PayPal, right?
Nope.
I do not, but I'll take you up on it.
I do, but I'm not going to acknowledge it.
Friendly $5 bet here. I'll take the Steelers -5.5.
Let's do it.
We bet the spread or just pick them.
No, 5.5. I get. Well, if it's you don't want it. You want the points, Ray.
I think the Cards are going to win. All right, I do.
I'm not going to give you double or nothing. You could bet me five and take the points, or not bet me.
Okay, that's fine. I got you. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah,
excellent.
Count me in.
Yeah, just remind me that you guys need to send me that after the game, okay? why do you think the Cardinals are going to cover?
Oh boy, you're going to learn.
Neither of you. I said, why do you guys think the Cardinals are going to cover?
Because the Steelers suck.
They're 7-3 or 4.
But, yeah, but every game they get out earned, they get out gained on the field, on both sides of the ball.
Who did the Ravens all lose to this year, Ray? Who did the Ravens all lose to this year?
Yeah, look, the Steelers are like the honky tonk man who's Intercontinental Champion. Okay,
that's horrible.
No, honky tonk man is a dork. We're not gonna make Mike Tomlin's team a dork.
Tunney, the Steelers are 7-4,
yep.
And they have scored 182 points, and they have allowed 205. What are we talking about? They're garbage.
The Steelers.
And God.
The Steelers.
And I'm telling you, God / Allah / Cthulhu / whatever you want to put in the situation always comes back around.
Steelers are 4-2 at home. They have a winning record on the road, and they're 3-1 in the division, which is the best record in their division, in which also lie two teams that also have 7+ wins. The only division in football. They have the best record in that division.
Hey, Google, can you mute the person in a Skype call who started the Skype call?
I wish you could slap someone over Skype. That's what I've been working on. Ray, bring your head up to the... Let me slap some sense into you.
I'd like to take this moment to just take a shout at all the Steeler fans out there who think that they should get rid of Mike Tomlin. If y'all want to get rid of Mike Tomlin, we will gladly take him here.
Are you doing the Shug Knight death row speech for Mike Tomlin?
Yeah, if they're stupid enough to get rid of him, yeah. Although, I mean, they're not going to, obviously. But a lot of these stupid Steeler fans out here think, well, he's been there long enough, Look, he's the main reason y'all won seven games this year, okay?
They also have excellent defense and a guy named TJ Watt.
Well, yeah.
It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Next week, we'll be learning whose pockets are richer and whose aren't.
Colts. I know JJ Watt.
Colts at Titans.
I know Derek Watt.
We're going to keep moving in here, Ray.
I know Gigawatt.
Colts at Titans. What?
Oh, run away from this one too, man. We got some stinky games this week, man.
All for the one good one. That's horrible.
Colts minus one, over under 43 here. It's another surprising division leader here. The surprise that the Colts are in the playoff hunt to me, that they're over 500. Maybe it's a blessing that Richardson got hurt, because I don't necessarily know they would be with some of the growing pains he'd have to go through. I mean, I wouldn't touch this game. How about you guys?
No.
Yeah, not at all. I don't really see the Colts making the playoffs either. They still have to play the Bengals and Steelers and Texans, so who knows?
We'll see. Give them credit. Give them credit for being scrappy at 6-5 when nobody expects them to do anything.
You give them credit for being scrappy, but you give no credit to the Steelers?
Yes.
He's a Ravens fan. Yeah. All right, two more games left here.
The Steelers are garbage.
They're not,
sir.
We've moved on already. We're almost two games on the schedule removed from that as we get into the Dolphins heading north to take on Rob's Commanders. And this is my second lock of the week. I'll take the Dolphins -9.5 on the road because I think they win by at least two touchdowns in Washington.
I can tell you exactly how this game is going to go.
The Dolphins win by double digits?
It'll be closer than people expect in the third quarter. And then,
I don't care how it happens, as long as they win by double digits.
No, I'm just saying. This is how our games go. This is how our games go. They're closer than you expect in the third quarter, and then our secondary just starts to, quote a good friend of mine who's no longer with us, who was also named Ray. Did they give it up like it's for free?
Well, let me tell you something. Okay, you guys are going to be giving it up like it's for free the entire game because Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are going to run circles around your fucking team.
Probably. Yes. We'll end up sacking Tua like 35 times, like we did DeVito, it'll be competitive, and in the second half they're going to pull away and make us look like idiots, which is what happens. So it's not a lock, because I do not bet. I don't bet on Commanders games unless I can feel confident betting on them to win. So this is not a lock for me.
And you know what else? I think after being back now for a couple few weeks, I think Devon's going to be going off the A chain on Sunday, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
What do you think of this game, Ray?
Basura. It's trash. By the way, you know me. The spread is, let's say it all together, everybody, disrespectful. But I still got the Dolphins covering.
They will. It's not your lock, but you had to pick it. You would, right?
Yeah. Watch Sam Howell go for 400 yards, though. Watch. No, watch him have a great game.
It won't matter.
With the worst picks at the worst times.
This last early afternoon game is like no one would have thought at the beginning of the season that the Texans would be over 500 and poised to take a potential playoff spot.
Don't say no one. Who said it?
The whole Houston Texans locker room?
Yeah, I mean.
Did you pick them to make the playoffs?
I didn't pick them to make the playoffs, but I told you they were going to be good this year.
All right. But here's the other bigger thing, I think. After starting 1-5, after 5 wins in a row, the Broncos are 6-5, you guys.
Yes, and all you people who wrote off Russell Wilson, they said Russell Wilson was done and he was garbage. Well, okay, Sean, y'all need to go look in the mirror and go play in traffic somewhere.
Okay? It took Sean Payton.
I'm one of those.
Listen, it took Sean Payton six games.
Go play in traffic, Ray.
It took Sean Payton six games to get the Nathaniel Hackett out of the Broncos, apparently, because if he said he did the worst job ever. Here's the other thing. Sean Payton came in and told Russell Wilson how it is. He said, if you ever want to be a good quarterback again, stop worrying about fucking Russell Wilson brand and start worrying about the Denver fucking Broncos.
I will say, I have to give Russell Wilson a ton of credit with this one. He's been playing fantastic. But specifically one thing. Clearly, in some form or fashion, he humbled himself enough to say, what do you need me to do? And, like, of a guy of his stature, fringe Hall of Famer, all the accolades, Super Bowls and whatnot, I know that was hard for him to do, but it's the best thing for him because now, I mean, is this like a light trot? We're not galloping yet. Is this like a light trot? Because I know it's not Broncos country, let's ride yet. But
I,
like,
think you, more credit should be given to the defense of the Broncos that's really turned a corner in the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Push out. I still got the Texans.
I would say the Broncos are going to win this game. I just hope Stroud goes for, 400 yards again.
Because you started him last week, right?
No, I didn't.
No.
But I still fucking went 8-1. So
shout out to the pasture, not y'all.
I beat you, didn't I?
Yeah. What's the record though?
Wait and see who wins the championship. You just make sure you hold on to that $100 for first place, buddy.
I damn sure will. I'm so happy.
Now here's where I ask. Y'all have a chair shot fantasy league?
It's not necessarily a chair shot fantasy league. It's
It's only three of us from Chairshot.
It's an old fantasy league from like 3 years ago that got back together.
Okay, well, if you have an opening next year,
here's the thing: next year probably not going to do fantasy. Not probably. We have 10 teams. We want to get to 12. I don't know that expansion's going to be voted. I'm going to put it up for a vote for next year, but I don't know. The first year that guys are keeping, it's a three keeper league.
Okay.
So I think we might do expansion the following year, but you're definitely on the list. Rob, you've been in other fantasy leagues before. I know you pay attention. So
I'm in three this year. So
no, yeah. I know. But yeah, this is a toss-up game. This would be a fun game to watch. I think hopefully I can find this game is the one on my local CBS here. But we'll see what happens. This should be one of the better games of the week. Definite playoff implications too there in the AFC for both these teams. So I'd take the Broncos on the road.
I hope you get the Patriots game.
You got Houston, right? Rob, who'd you take here, Houston or Denver?
It's not a lock, but I'm going to go Denver money line. That's been my pick.
Denver. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into the late afternoon game, Sunday night and Monday night right here at Chairshot NFL. Special guest Rob Bennett, Ray Cash, PC Tunney right here with you.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chairshot NFL right here at Chairshot Radio Network, a part of the Chairshot.com. Always use your head. Head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Ray Cash,
wait
PC
a minute,
Tony, and
you
special
know,
guest
Robin. I've always had a question.
Yeah?
I've always had a question.
Yeah.
What if I don't want to use my head?
Then you're just being difficult.
Did you guys ever think about that when you made the slogan?
I
don't want to use my foot.
I
don't want to use my butt.
Then
I
go play football.
Chest.
Then go play butt.
What if I want to use my
go
other
play
head?
Chest ball. Then go play other head ball. Gotcha. We're going to keep it moving here, and hopefully Ray will stop asking me questions.
I would not.
Oh, one of the worst games of the week. The Buccaneers will be hosting the Panthers. And, man, for the Panthers owners to come out in a press conference and say, well, if you know me from other avenues in life, I'm actually a very patient man. Well, you know what? Your dumbass is impatient in the brand of football, which you know nothing about. Therefore, the Panthers, I do not see them getting better in any time in the future. The Buccaneers, though, are not doing so great themselves. When Baker Mayfield is your quarterback, things tend not to go so great. But they are 5.5-point favorites, over under 37. Yeah, I mean, this is another one I don't really even want to watch.
No.
Andrew will.
Well, that's too bad.
Real tempted to take the under here, although it's not lock, but it's not one of my locks, but the under looks pretty tempting here.
Yeah, then next thing you know, Mike Evans has, you know,
I know exactly
230 yards receiving and 4 touchdowns.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's all
you, you could say the same about 47-year-old Adam Thielen. As he's always due every 5 games for one of those games, you're like, he's still playing the league?
So this is one where I'd say monitor it, and then in the second half, you might want to jump on the under in the second half. If it looks good.
If I had to pick right now, though, I'll take the Panthers, because I know this sounds crazy. I don't trust the Bucks, and I'm telling you, chaos can do wonders for teams sometimes. Because what David Tepper has done is given that locker room something to galvanize. So now I'm sure they're going to feel Frank Reich is gone. He alluded to C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young. That team right now possibly could really get together and say, let's prove everybody wrong. Do not trust the Bucks.
Do you know what really galvanizes a team?
Winning?
Having a head coach for more than a season and a half. It really brings things together. It kind of gets people on the same page after a few years.
It does help.
All right, Browns at the Rams. The Browns continue. Browns. Another quarterback down. Joe Flacco. He's a Brown. And I think he's going to get destroyed by this Rams defensive line.
Oof.
In L.A. Rams -3.5, over under 40. This may be a good spot to take the under.
How do you spell sack? F-L-A-C-C-O. By the way, this is my last lock.
You know what? You
got the Rams -3.5?
I have neither. I have Cleveland and I have the whole game under 40 points.
You have under 40 for the game. Okay, Ray.
If you enjoyed Monday Night Football this past week, ladies and gentlemen, look forward to Monday Night Football Part 2.
All right, here, the game of the week is happening. It's on Fox. It's the late afternoon game, 4:25 Eastern. The 49ers head east. Usually the 49ers would head west to, you know, sieve for gold. But they head east to take on the Eagles. The Eagles, best team in the NFL at 10-1. 49ers, possibly, if you really wanted to, with the smell test, could be called one of the most talented teams in the league. They're favored. They're -2.5 on the road, over under 47.5 points. I am not taking this for a lock, but I do think the Niners will go to Philadelphia and win this football game.
Lock number 3 for me. Uh-oh. I'm taking Eagles +2.5.
Ooh. Philly +2.5 against the Niners. And what gives you the thought that the Eagles are going to pull this one out here against a very tough Niners team?
Oh, why not? They're 10-1. I don't like Brock Purdy. I think sooner or later, it's only a matter of time before he's exposed as a fraud. And so therefore, on the road against a 10-1 team, I think is as good a time as any to reveal him for exactly what he is. And so I got Eagles winning. And so if you're going to pick them to win, pick them for the points.
All right. Ray?
So first off, this.
Uh-oh. We can't hear you, Ray. Something's happening. There's a buzzing, and we just can't hear you. You're muted. There's no volume coming out. You're still talking. You can't hear me. Okay. I don't know what's going on with him. We can't hear you. Can you hear him, Rob?
No, I cannot hear him at all.
No, you got no volume, no sound. You're done. We can't hear you. There's no sound. No, we can't hear you. I'm not going to do this. It's bad radio. So I am going to continue on here. Yeah, we can't hear you. You got to fix your audio. No. Packers are going to be hosting the Chiefs on Sunday night. This is the last lock of the week for all of us. Give me Kansas City -6 at Green Bay. I do not believe in my Green Bay Packers this year whatsoever. You can think that they're going to make the playoffs because they've won 3 out of 4, but I'll guarantee you they don't win. I'll guarantee you they're under 500 by the end of the year. They will not make the playoffs. But I like what I've seen from Love over the last few games. I think the Kansas City, the best thing about them this year is their defense. I think their defense is pretty tough, and I think that they're going to hold the Packers down and get a victory on Sunday night. Rob?
Man, I think Chiefs win this one. Yeah. They went outright. Yeah.
And Taylor Swift's going to be in Green Bay, apparently.
Oh, well, that settles it then. Because there's like a big difference in the Kelsey's numbers when she's in the building. So.
Uh-oh, there's the buzzing again. Something's going on with Ray's thing. All right, we're going to head to Monday night. We'll come back to Ray's thoughts here. We got all his locks. Bengals, Jaguars. Would have been a great matchup if
I'm back.
Hey, there he is. Packers, Chiefs?
No, Eagles, 49ers. I had something to say, damn it.
Hold on, get your shit fucking straight. No, go ahead.
What I was saying was, I think it's up. We've had some horribly disrespectful spreads this year. Nothing is more disrespectful than a team that went to the Super Bowl, was a score away from winning the Super Bowl, coming back and they win 10, they're going 10-1, and they are the underdogs at home against a team that they beat handily. A year ago.
Can I tell you something, Ray?
No.
Let me tell you something about these places.
As I say in Spanish, no.
These places in here. Let me tell you something then in Spanish.
Cuidado, mucho cuidado, que estás tomando por un rumbo equivocado. Cuidado con tus mentiras, que yo las puedo adivinar cuando me miras. Cuidado, mucho cuidado.
Rob's like, what the hell is going on? Rob, this is the theme song. When you talk about betting on the NFL,
where you careful. Getting that cuidado, y'all?
Mucho caution.
Cuidado.
No, okay,
cuando me tengas que dejar.
Oh, shit. No, I remember the word because my daughter used to watch Dora the Explorer all the time.
Oh. That was...
Can you say abajo? Abajo. No, I got the Eagles. But. What, the one thing I
arriba,
wanted to say.
Arriba? Abajo? Al centro?
Arriba.
No, no. This is a toast. This is a toast in Espanol. Arriba, abajo, al centro, pa dentro.
What he said.
Yeah.
It really means up, down, middle, drink it down. But the translation is, to my friends, I am never above you. You are never below me, and we are always together.
Hey, what that mean? That should mean just drink.
I just told you what it
means. real fast. We had a conversation the last time we had a show, which feels like 15 years ago.
Dude, we had a conversation the last time. Any time we did a show.
Trying to figure out who the MVP was.
See,
if we could pick MVPs that were not quarterbacks, Jason Kelce and Trent Williams, maybe 1 and 2. Because what Trent Williams has brought back to that team since he's been back, they are dominant.
Christian McCaffrey?
Jason Kelce, Trent Williams. Who you think McCaffrey running behind?
Right, because the running backs before him had such great numbers, like where he's dominating as far as touchdowns go in the NFL.
No, to that extent, no. But every running back in the Kyle Shanahan system has been a 1,200 yard plus running back.
But this is the most
Eli
explosive.
Mitchell,
this is
back, most back in the backfield.
The main reason Brock Purdy can be a fucking top tier quarterback in the NFL
Trent
is because he's got Christian McCaffrey.
Williams. Trent Williams.
Do you have anything to say about the we were already past the next game. Do you have anything to say about the Packers and the Chiefs?
No, I got five. I got a hot more five on the Eagles versus the Niners.
No,
so
you don't.
If you look at the history of Philadelphia football,
no, we don't. They one time they threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
I do just because I don't believe in the Chiefs this year. I give them their credit. Part of me wants to pick the Packers, but I'm not that stupid.
I didn't pick the Packers. In fact, the Chiefs are my last lock of the week, minus six. So
didn't Trent Williams play in Washington before?
Yes, and Ron Rivera and all his infinite wisdom basically ran him out of town.
Well, to be fair, Trent Williams is 47 years old. So
and he doesn't play like it, though.
Still the best in the world.
And when you consider that offensive line is like the weakest position on our team, where, you know, Sam Howell gets just...
Okay, here's the deal. I'm not trying to insult you, but we're really done talking about the Washington Commanders. Monday Night Football, it's kind of a rule
How
on this show.
Dare you?
Well, I don't want to talk about the Packers either. We can talk about the Ravens. They're winners. We don't talk about losers. No, but well, we really got to move on to the last game. Bengals-Jaguars. We can do a last thought here before we go, but we got to get through the lineup here. Bengals-Jaguars.
So Washington.
Jaguars definitely, I think, covering this 8.5 at home. Backup quarterback in Cincinnati just ain't cutting it, Rob.
Yep, I agree with you there.
But what's his name?
I don't know. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said the backup quarterback.
Does Joe Burrow know his name?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does. It's not Trevor
Simeon.
Does
Zach Taylor know his name?
Is it Trevor Simeon?
That's not Trevor Simeon. Is he the backup?
Jake Browning.
I kind of like Trevor. Okay, yes, exactly. Nobody knows who that man is. Zach Taylor don't know his name. He's like, hey, backup, come here. Yeah,
it could be worse. At least they don't have Nate Peterman.
The Peterman.
Bears, Bills, Giants, Raiders, Ravens, Vikings, all on a bye this week, leaving PC Tunney's fantasy football lacking six of his players on his roster this week. Thanks a lot, NFL. Maybe that was just a lack of planning on my part. I did make a trade.
You know who is playing?
I don't care.
Let's talk about the Commanders some more. So, hey, look.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us on Chairshot NFL this week. Ray's been permanently muted. Wishing he never really... No, I'm just kidding. No. Hey, anything anybody want to get off their chest? Seriously, though? Like, any last takes here this week on football overall that you got in your bag?
Man, there are a lot of stinky games this week.
But there's a couple good ones.
Yeah. And so, Roger, you need to start flexing these games, man, especially on Monday night. Because there's no excuse for to have a Monday night that Vikings-Bears game. That was just horrible. And, I mean, yeah.
All right, there you go. Goodell.
My only thing I want to say is, for those of you teams that call themselves preparing for Caleb Williams, I guess it's really just Chicago, whoever decided to trade to, you might want to think twice. He may not be number one pick material.
Cuidado. That's it.
Why not, Ray?
I'm with you. I don't think he's the best quarterback out there for the NFL. I don't know necessarily that any of these guys are home runs that are coming out this year, to be honest with you.
Yeah, if I'm Chicago, if I don't trade the pick, I take Marvin Harrison and I take a lineman.
That's a great call, Ray. I like that a lot. We're gonna leave it at that. I'm not even going to need a last take because I like that one so much. Maserati Mav. Rob, thank you, sir, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Continue to update us with your betting prowess on the interwebs and all over social media. Let everybody know where they can find you betting and podcasting.
Okay, so podcasting, of course, I'm part of the Mindless Wrestling Podcast on the Chairshot Radio Network here. As far as you can find me on Twitter at RBONNE1. I usually tweet out my betting picks for the day, whether it's NBA or college football or NFL. Follow me there. And I usually have some comments on how good or bad I'm doing that day.
Updates galore. Ray, how about you?
You can find me at...
Oh. Now he froze. can't even get it in.
All right, what?
You froze. You missed.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, now we can. They missed your funny joke that you did beforehand.
Just don't fucking follow me then, shit. Stupid Skype.
Oh man, wow, and your video's lagging too. That was funny. It was like it's like one of those tape delayed Bruce Lee movies, you know. No. You can follow him at Ray Cash.
I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, that came in.
I'm tired and frustrated. I'm gonna quit out.
Alright. Oh, I played the wrong bite here too. What happened to my out? Oh, there it is. There we go. Nothing's perfect, Ray. It's all good. You got the best team on the show. Follow me at PC Tony. Follow us at Chairshot NFL. Chairshot Radio Network. Listen up!
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.